Look, I'm very excited for this opportunity. I'm very honored and humbled by this opportunity. I'm excited to grow the PGA Tour. I'm excited about the future of golf. I think the time we spent with the players was a productive discussion. I learned a lot. I told the players I'm going to talk with all of them, as many as I can, in a short amount of time. Over 100, that could take me some time, but I'm going to hear what they have to say. I want to understand what they think we do well. I want to understand what they think we can do better. And so it was a really productive discussion, and I feel honored to be here.
Ryan.
Hi, Gabby.
Gabby Herzig from The Athletic. When you came into this process, what was the thing that you were most looking forward to get to start working on within the PGA Tour?
Well, I think I'm sort of just getting on the job. We just sort of made it official today. I think what excited me most about this opportunity, and I've had the privilege of working at the NFL for 20 years, which I've loved, and have seen a lot and have had a lot of opportunity, but this opportunity stood out. It stood out because I think the game of golf is a global game. It is a game that has a tremendous amount of growth. I think the level of competition and tradition is unparalleled in a lot of ways, and I see a lot of opportunity. So getting to that opportunity, both from the game itself and commercially, is something that really has drawn me to the tour, so I'm excited. Hi.
Brian, what is the priority in, one of the big topics of golf the last 3 years has been the kind of fractured nature of trying to pull it back together?
Yeah, I think everyone is talking about that. Except my view is I come in with a pretty clean sheet of paper. I also come in knowing that there's a lot to learn. Everything that works in the football world may not work in the golf world. When it comes to that situation particularly, I think the fans have been pretty clear. I think the fans want to see the best golfers competing against each other. I think everybody's a golf fan. I agree with that. When it comes to the situation with LIV, I think that's a complex situation. That's probably something I should learn more about before I speak. But I will say is my focus is on growing the tour, making it better, and really moving on from the position of strength that it has.
And then from a broader standpoint, is your priority reporting to players or reporting to fans? I mean, the fans can want one thing. You have a lot of players that have 180 opinions, probably.
Yeah.
Who's your responsibility or priority to?
Well, I think it's to both. I mean, I think ultimately what has attracted me about this opportunity is that it's unique in sports in that the players own the tour. It's their tour. They are the shareholders. They are the owners. And so I certainly work for them. Having said that, and we talked a little bit about this in our player meeting, I think they all know what's good for fans is also good for the tour. Working in the sports business as long as I have, sometimes it's not that complicated. If you think what's best for the fan, it's usually best for everybody involved. And so I think we're going to keep that mindset here.
Hi, Brian. Jason Sobel with PGA Tour Radio. You mentioned opportunity. Where do you see the biggest growth potential for the PGA Tour? And is this short-term? Is it long-term? Is it both?
Well, I got to get in there and look at it a little bit. But I think from a macro standpoint, I think there is short-term and long-term growth. I think if you look at sports in general, it's clearly some of the most valuable intellectual property in media and sports in anywhere. I think people love sports. That has not changed. I think when you look at golf specifically, it is truly a global sport. I think the participation in the game has increased. It's been increasing since COVID significantly. People love the sport and they play the sport. That's unique. I think that translates to all sorts of opportunity in the long term. You look at the strength in the television ratings that I see, that people love the PGA Tour. They love the competition, especially when the best players are in the field. I think those are all strengths to build on. So I think we're going to look at it with a clean sheet of paper, but I think there's opportunity to engage fans better at events. So I think all of that will work together for a lot of growth, I think both short-term and long-term. Yeah.
George Savarikas with Golf Channel. Brian. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Roger Goodell signed through 27. No imminent signs of slowing down on his end, but your name in the media that's been mentioned as being on the short list of potential names to consider as far as the next NFL commissioner. Why was now the right time for you to change leagues and step into this new role with the PGA Tour?
Well, I think I loved working in the NFL. I've learned a ton from Roger. He's been my boss for a long time and a mentor for a long time. I felt for me, again, a lot of people focus on who the next commissioner is. I don't. I focus on the job I have. And I was just really drawn to the opportunity here. I mentioned, and I said this to the players, you know, when you're in the seat I've been in for a while, you get to look at a lot of different opportunities. And they don't come off, unique ones don't come up very often. This one did, and it was a chance to really do something different and help grow a game and a sport that I love. So that's really what my focus is the PGA Tour, and I'm really excited about it.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. Alex Morris.
Hi, Alex.
When this kind of leaked last week, there were some people on Twitter pointing out you don't have a golf handicap. Now, yeah. In your open letter today, you said you love golf, you play golf. I'm just wondering, what is your, if you give us a little more detail on your
golf handicap. I'm happy to. Like, my golf history, first of all, my first job in high school, I worked at the Turn at a country club in the Washington, D.C. area, Congressional Country Club. That's how I got gas money. So that's how I was actually introduced to the game on employee day, actually learning to play golf. I played in high school. I skipped quite a bit of classes in college playing, and then career and family started, and I took a long time off from the game because my career and my family and got in the way in a bit. But I've taken it up in recent years again. I have four children. Three of my boys love to play, and I really love being out there with them. There's very few times when you get 4 hours with your kids, and I don't know if they like it because they get lots of questions. So I play. I probably play maybe 5 to 10 rounds a year, not as much as I would like to. I will say you would have to ask the board and the search committee. No one hired me for my golf game here. That's not my job. My job is to do other things, but I'm a big fan of the sport.
Yeah.
Listen, if I told you, in fact, I'm not going to say it's going to be classified. Yeah, there's a reason I didn't put it in. Yeah.
Brian, the Strategic Sports Group investment, how big of a factor was that in, you know, enticing you to look into this job in the first place? And do you have a stance on how those funds should be deployed?
I think, the strategic investment had a big influence. I think the investment of capital and the pledge of future capital has been one of the things that have strengthened the tour. I think it's a huge opportunity. Where we deploy that capital, I've got ideas. I don't think I want to share them now, but that's going to be part of the job to get in there and talk about it. But I think they saw what I saw, which is a great opportunity. And just getting sort of the right alignment and the right capital to do that, that's what's really drew me to it. And it's an investor group that is experienced in sports. They're smart. And I will also say I attended my first board meeting yesterday, and the player directors are bright and motivated and focused, and that was really great to see. So I think what I've seen from the board have been very focused on growing the game, looking out for players, and so it was all positive. But to answer your question directly, that was a big factor in my decision.
And do you think that in terms of the PIF negotiations, do you think from what you've seen from the PGA Tour that the tour can go on without a deal with the public investment fund?
Yeah, again, I'm not close enough to any of those discussions, but I will say what I saw regardless of that is a very strong tour. I see a strong product. I see strong golfers. I think the signature events have been a huge and important progression in the sport. And so I see strength that, just don't take my word for it, look at the underlying fundamentals, they were strong. And I think that really speaks to some of the changes that have been made in the last few years.
One more. With the NFL, you would stress how important reach was with your media partners, both digital and linear, and having kind of a longer-term view and longer-term horizon when it came to these partnerships. Do you think you'll have a similar type strategy with the PGA Tour in this ever-evolving landscape?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, what at the NFL might be applicable here, and that's probably one of them. I think there's three things, as I've mentioned before, that we can take from the NFL that I think applies to golf. One is you sort of relentlessly focus on the game. Getting the competition right, getting the highest level of competition is extremely important. That's something we obsessed about. I think second, finding the right partners. That's not only sponsors, but media partners who could help grow the game, distribute the game, reach as many fans as possible. That's something we'll look at. And I think third is a constant mindset of innovation. You have to change. And I think I said it in my fan letter, we're going to honor tradition, but we're not going to be unnecessarily bound by it. And where it makes sense to change, we're going to do that. And I think that's something I take from my previous experience that I'm excited to apply here.
Brian, you saw Tiger Woods amongst the board members who was here this morning. How much influence in your short time in the role have you seen that he has within the PGA Tour, and how much will you lean on him moving forward?
Well, in my limited experience here, that's been both through the process and through the board discussion we've had this week. I think I would classify Tiger's influence as significant. He works hard. He's smart. He's dedicated. I mean, I would say that about Tiger and all these player representatives and other board members. They work really hard, and they care a lot. And I think the amount of time and work they're putting into this and rethinking this has been very impressive to me. And I think I would point out Tiger specifically. He certainly cares about the game. I won't speak for him. He can speak for himself. But from what I've seen is the amount of time and dedication and work he's putting into this is he's driving, you know, doing this for not his legacy, but necessarily if he's doing it for the benefit of the next generation of players. And that comes through significantly. Okay. Thank you all. Good to see you.